Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of November 8th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our November patrons, so if you want to get a shout out all month long, be sure to become a new patron at patreon.com/thegamersin or upgrade your pledge and we'll make sure to shout you out for the rest of the month. Thank you so much for the support. Looking at the Gamers In, we'll get back to Extra Life because this past weekend was Extra Life, and if you can't tell, it was also a time change. I'm very tired. This is probably something we'll talk about on Dungeons and Diapers, but I will likely share the story that my kids don't do well with time change, and Crofton will likely share that his kids do just fine with time changes and everything was perfectly fine. seems to be the case. He is really well balanced kids. But hey, I could be wrong. Looking at the Gamers In, though, just a small update for the show. I know in past weeks we've talked about Jocelyn's going to check out Age of Empires 4 and that End Zone game I talked about last week. I don't think that'll be happening this week, just due to the fact that Extra Life took up quite a bit of energy, and we'll have games to talk about from that event as well, so not too worried about it. But it's definitely on our list to check out. I, for one, do want to try out Age of Empires 4, and I just haven't had a chance to boot it up yet. It's installed, haven't booted it up yet. And there's probably going to be a lot of those conversations as we go forward. That's a little bit of a hint, and you can probably guess what I'm going to say later on about a certain update corner. I am still playing N64 games. I will admit that, like I said on the show last week, the service is very lacking there, both in regards to the lack of games that are on the service. I know it's a small amount, and also just the general polish of the emulation. It's not worth the I could see if they added these for free to the existing subscription, everyone would be like, cool, they did it. But the fact that they're charging for it, I think, does require a little bit more scrutiny on the specific games added and how they function. So, like, I totally understand where people are coming from. I think, personally, for me, it should come as no surprise that I'm just such a Nintendo nerd. N64 was, like, the first console that I, you know, was there for day one right until... I mean, not even day one, but it was the first console I remember launching, really wanting, not being able to get day one just due to the fact of, you want to buy this new console? What's this mean? And it took a couple years for me to get my hands on it, but I remember borrowing an N64 from a friend who had gotten it at launch and played a lot at my cousin's, as I mentioned, at the dentist's office. So, it's not for everyone. It's certainly not for a lot of people, honestly. I think that Nintendo will improve it. It'll get better. Will it get as good as what people hope? You know, I think probably not. I don't think Nintendo is sitting there being like, we need to make this the best place to play N64 games. I don't think that's going to happen. But I'd be pleasantly surprised if Nintendo did that. That'd be really nice, wouldn't it? Speaking of going back, I did mention that the Super Mario 64 game in 3D All-Stars did not support the N64 controller. They added support for that, which I was pleasantly surprised by, because technically, to Nintendo, that game is dead, right? Like, it went off of sale March 31st, so, long live 3D All-Stars. Guess we'll, that's probably the last update we'll see for that, unless they have, well, there is GameCube support, controller support on the Switch. I don't know if you can play Sunshine with the GameCube controller through, like, the Smash Brothers adapter. It's a good question. We have, like, a bunch of news to go through on the show. Let's see, Mass Effect teaser image. Nintendo's looking to make more movies. That'll be a fun conversation. I won't get into my thoughts on a Seth Rogen-focused Donkey Kong movie. We'll save that for the show. But let's talk a little bit about Extra Life. We managed to, you know, go past our team goal of $3,000. Jocelyn and I both raised over $1,000 so far for Extra Life, and we're still going strong. We have a couple of other events that we want to sort of fit in. We had a new team member added to the team. Alex Albisu's on the team now, and he's got events planned throughout November, and we'll try to pop into some of his streams as well. So, like, still lots of Extra Life fun to be had. We're still accepting donations, so if you missed it on game day, don't worry. It's still open until the end of the year, so you can go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2021. And in terms of video games that we played, we really only played two. I'll save the bulk of the conversation for the show, but we played the Dark Pictures Anthology, the new release House of Ashes, played it through to completion, tech issues aside, and we also played a bunch of Dead by Daylight, really just two games. I mean, that's kind of the reason I want to kind of go back and do some more Extra Life. We didn't get to play Sea of Thieves, no Overcooked 2, that sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to setting up some more fun. I know Jocelyn's mentioned maybe doing a Hearthstone stream. So definitely stay in the loop. We'll have more details on those. But yeah, I had a lot of fun that day. I'm still tired, still feeling it. But we had a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money. And we appreciate everyone's support. Now, for the update corner, this is, I have to say, it's been a busy week. Extra Life took up like literally all the extra time I had. So no update corner for Tales of Arise. I really do apologize because I don't want to let it hang. I think it's probably been a month now, I feel like, if not 3 weeks. So next week I'll be back, and I might even, I've toyed with the idea of maybe doing a portion of my playthrough for the next update corner on Twitch, and maybe seeing if people want to watch a little bit of Tales of Arise just through the PlayStation console and stream it out to Twitch. So I'll definitely update everybody in the Discord to let you know if I'll be doing that. But it's something I thought about as sort of a makeup and be like, see, I really am doing it. I'm playing it, I swear. And then maybe also you can help me because I'll be woefully out of practice on the game. So I'll need your help in remembering all the systems and stuff. So stay tuned for that. Looking at Summoner's Call, we have the new Ninja Heroes that arrived, a grab bag of games, including Fates, Three Houses, Binding Blade, and Radiant Dawn. That shows on the feed right now. We did only focus on the new heroes, but we will have a special discussion for Fire Emblem Warriors in a couple weeks at the end of the month. And we are heading towards the new book 6 for the game, and that'll be a lot of fun to talk about. And speaking of Extra Life and Summoner's Call, I just want to remind everybody, we are taking donations to determine our next game club. So if you want to choose what Fire Emblem game we play for the first game club of 2022, you can donate to my campaign. Every $10 allows you to choose a Fire Emblem game, and that's how you would vote for that. And if we hit our $200 goal of money raised through Summoner's Call, we will also do a game club of Tokyo Mirage Sessions F.E. Sharp in 2022. So look forward to that. Now, I did promise I'd go through the November releases. Just a quick note here. Some of these have already passed, but I feel like they're worth mentioning. Animal Crossing got its New Horizons Happy Home Paradise DLC on the 5th, so that's out now. That update actually came out early, I think a few days early. I don't know if it included the DLC. I think it was just the 2.0 update. Have yet to boot it up. I technically have access to the DLC through the subscription. I do want to play. I do want to get in there and reacquaint myself with it, especially getting closer to the holiday season. I really do want to experience Animal Crossing and the Christmas update. I feel like I missed that last year, so I'm looking forward to that. Call of Duty Vanguard is out on PlayStation platforms and Xbox and PC. Forza Horizon 5 is out on the 9th. That's on Game Pass as well as Xbox PC. Jurassic World Evolution 2 out on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 9th as well. Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy Definitive Edition coming to PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC on November 11th. I also believe that one's coming to Xbox Game Pass. The Elder Scrolls 5, not to be outdone in re-releasing games, the Special Edition is out on the PlayStation and Xbox Series X and S, as well as the PlayStation 5, and that's November 11th. I believe there's an upgraded edition on the PC as well. I'm not sure why that's not listed here. Shin Megami Tensei 5 is coming to the Switch on November 12th. Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1 is coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on November 16th. Surviving the Aftermath is launching out of early access on PC on November 16th, as well as launching on consoles, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch. Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier, the mobile game, is coming on the 17th. Battlefield 2042, not to be outdone by Call of Duty, releasing in November. That one's coming out November 19th on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. And finally, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl are coming to the Switch on November 19th. I just read there's spoilers out there, so if you're trying to avoid spoilers for a remake of a game that came out on Game Boy Color, you might want to shy away from your normal Pokemon channels for a little bit. There might be some spoilers popping around, but that game comes out on the 19th. All right, that's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.